From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, just hours before Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren takes the stage during the first debate of the 2020 election cycle, she's visited the Homestead Shelter for Unaccompanied Migrant Children. Kellyanne Thomas is with the New Florida Majority, a nonprofit that wants to increase political power in marginalized communities. She says even though Warren was not allowed inside the Homestead Shelter, she was impressed by the last-minute effort.
I really think that she's a great choice for president because she was genuine enough to, like, take that spontaneous moment to come down here and really see the injustices that we're fighting in the backyard of the beautiful presidential debate that's going to happen tonight.
Warren is debating nine other candidates at 9 p.m. tonight at the Adrian Arsh Center. Go to WLRN.org for a list of watch parties and events. Rains are helping as firefighters deal with a massive wildfire in the Everglades. As of this reporting, the fire has burned 32,000 acres. Earlier today, authorities had to close Alligator Alley for a brief time, but it is reopened. Public safety agencies are warning residents to watch for smoke that could cause breathing problems for some. But if forecasts continue as expected, there should be more rain coming to help battle the fire and blow smoke away from the region. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.